Good morning and happy New Year to all of you. First order of business for there are a now the approval of the minutes. Could I get a motion to approve? Thank you for. All right, turning in the introduction here, now that we have the business out of the way, I would like to get a brief overview of today's agenda before turning the floor over to staff. The board has requested a quarterly update on progress at the program. This action plan advising the process. And I'll prove the record. Today we will receive an update on the progress that we will be forward.
Good morning and thank you. Thank all of you for allowing us to present today. First, I want to start by introducing Ms. Sylvia Edwards. She is the director of the Small Business Programs Office, and the VBE program is under Ms. Edwards' supervision. So she is a new hire since the last presentation, and she's the first in a series of staffing decisions that we will be making to ensure that the program performs at the highest level. And you know Mr. John Quo, who's the Chief of Internal Business Programs Operations. I always get it wrong here at WMATA. And Ms. Suzette Moore, who's our Chief Procurement Officer. And they'll be here to support me doing the presentation. So since our last meeting, we have made some progress with regard to the DBE goal, which I will review with you, and I'll also talk about the progress that we've made with regard to the DBE improvement plan and the corrective action items that we committed to completing and whether or not we're still on schedule. With regard to the DBE goal attainment, this chart shows you a trend line of our DBE goal for FY14 through FY17. In 14, the goal was 25%. In 15, the goal was 25% as well. As you can see from the trend line, we initially started to see a downward trend in goal attainment in 2015. In 2016, we changed our DBE overall goal from 25% to 22%. However, we continue to see a downward trend in goal attainment. For the first 6 months of federal fiscal year 2017, the goal remained 22%, but we saw a farther downward trend line to 8% for the first 6 months of the year. What? Yes, sir. No, go right ahead. Yes, and so the next slide will go to what we believe is the issue regarding the degradation in terms of goal attainment. Prior to FY, beginning this year when we implemented our DB improvement plan, one of the initiatives was the automating of the prompt payment process, which would then allow us to identify specific DBE payments, subcontractors, and so forth. And prior to that, the process was manual. So what we are seeing based upon where we are in our automated process is based on purchase orders and purchase orders paid during the last 6 months of federal fiscal year 2017, we can see the amounts that were paid to DBE primes. And that amount appears to be around 18% of all of the purchase orders awarded and 20% of the payments made on those purchase orders. So we're now in the process of entering the complete information, which is to say all of the sub-information, into our automated system, and that will allow us then to identify specifically the DBE subs and be able to create an average attainment rate. So we think the early attainment rates will also improve for the overall year of federal fiscal year 17 once we have all the data compiled and analyzed.
So, excuse me. So, are you saying this is a technological issue versus a competency from a managerial point of view and administering a program appropriately? Is that what you're saying?
From my perspective, I would say yes. Okay. Based solely on the volume of information that had to be collected and analyzed, and to do that in a manual fashion by paper, it would have been a humongous effort. So automation has now allowed us to get better visibility on specific contracts, specific awards, and specific payments. So going forward, we will be in a much better position to give a real-time attainment rate for DBE on all contracts.
And Mr. Jones, I appreciate that, but the trend, as you show on your slide 3, is a downward trend.
Correct.
So what is or isn't happening in your view within the office? Put the technical implications or aspects aside. I mean, this, if someone's looking at this and doesn't know anything about anything, this is not a good trend. It's not a good slide. I mean, a lot of people would question, what's going on.
Right. So I would say methodology and it was the key. The method for compiling and analyzing the data could have been a lot better. That'd be the key.
Yeah. So if I may chime in, my name is Don Kuo. I'm the Chief of Internal Business Operations, and most of the key support areas fall under Internal Business Operations, which actually includes fair practices now, and which I just assumed over the past month. And Mr. Jones is outlining is basically when we took over this operation, how they compiled the previous reports was a completely manual process. So we're absolutely in the transitional process of completely automating the environment that we're in. So going forward, the numbers that's going to be reported are absolutely going to be accurate. It's going to be system generated from the standpoint of procurement being interfaced directly into the same system. So it will report all the active contracts, and which is what you see on slide 4. What you saw on slide 3 in terms of the downward trend, you see the 8% especially. That 8% was an incomplete number as we detected, because that actually only outlined the subcontractor information. What they failed to capture when they were manually compiling the information was that they failed to compile the DBE prime contractor information that was awarded directly to prime contractors that were certified DBEs. So going forward, this is why you see the 18% that's being reported right now on page 4. That is actually DBE prime contractor information. So when we complete the subcontractor information data entry into the system, we'll give you the whole year's report, and we're very confident that's going to be obviously attaining the goal that was set as 22%.
I hear and understand what you're saying, but saying 14 and 15, it's a manual system, right, and those numbers are much higher.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, again, being new to this committee and looking at this stuff, there seems to be a disconnect somewhere. Again, the downward trend, and just on paper, it just doesn't look good.
No, that we totally understand, and I think the best way for us to respond to that question is that procurement and the Office of Fair Practices, and specifically Office of Small Business and Disadvantaged Businesses now, are completely working together to determine on to review all procurements as they arise on an annual basis. So they are actually reviewing every solicitation and procurement that goes out on the street to determine if a DBE goal needs to be identified. So basically, based on the procurements that comes into the pipeline on an annual basis, sometimes there are specific procurements. For example, we've been engaged in safe track work for the past year, which is just concluded. And a lot of that engagement included parts procurements, equipment procurement that's directly related to safe track. And there's not a whole lot of subcontracting opportunities there for some of the parts that we had to procure over those past years. So on a cyclical basis, based on the types of procurement that comes into that pipeline, we would determine what's the appropriate goal from the standpoint of attaining the consistent increases in DBE participation.
Okay, Mr. Jones, how long has the automated system been in place?
The automated system went online this month. We've started to train staff. We have been developing it for the last 4 months, completed development and testing in December, and he launched the system in January of this month.
So when do you intend to shift to new procedures to comply with the new automated system? The reason I ask that is because if the manual system is still effectively in place, these numbers being so low, that's probably not a good thing.
And so as the automated system comes online, we also then have to populate the past data for 2017. So we will go back and populate the 2017 data in the system and use the system to provide the goal attainment number. We have a plan in place with staff to, one, identify the information, enter it into the system, and along with Ms. Moore, we will be able to collect and enter the information in the system and be able to provide the number. So the plan is to go back and correct the manual.
So if you have the manual system in place already and that's the current procedure,
yes,
shouldn't we have a more accurate number? I mean, I understand and appreciate what you're saying. You want to get that information into the system.
Yeah.
I know that's labor intensive, but yet under a manual procedure, we should have a pretty accurate number.
So the manual system had some gaps in it, if you will, that did not allow us to get down to the level of specificity that is required.
How come these other numbers are so much higher? What's changed?
I can't speak to why the numbers are higher. I can talk to you about the ability that we have now, we would have to speculate as to how they reached the prior numbers. But to reach the current numbers, the manual system, there's some gaps, if you will, that we need to fill in terms of subcontractor information, payment dates, and so forth, verifying that the subcontractor is actually a disadvantaged business and so forth. And we don't have that level of detail now. That's the level of detail we're collecting.
How long have you been in charge of this department?
11 months.
Just 11 months?
Yes, sir.
So you inherited this?
Yes, sir. It's my dowry, if you will, going forward.
I think the other thing we need to speak to is the policies and procedures that are currently in place. So it's filling the gaps that Mr. Jones was speaking of. Also, there's automation going in place where the contracting community will actually help with the this process as part of the prompt payment procedures. But they will be inputting, and we will be responsible for verifying the information that's going into the system. So that's all part of the new policies that we're rolling out now.
So are you saying the prompt payment system or failure to do so may have adversely impacted on this? I'm trying to draw the
Well, it's part of the new automation that we built and put in place. So it is new also. We're starting training within the next
But how does that impact in meeting your goals for DBE?
The accuracy, it's making sure that the information is accurate, the data is accurate.
So prompt payment ties into that?
Yes.
Tell me how that ties into
yes.
it.
The prompt payment, there are two.
Failure to meet your goals.
So there are two pieces of the goal attainment. One is the amount of money we awarded to prime contractors, and then the amount that is awarded to small businesses or DBEs by the primes. So we need that number to identify what was then paid to DBE subs or primes. We have a gap in terms of some of the sub information. We don't have all of the subcontractor information necessary to give you the percentage, overall percentage that was paid to DBEs as subs. And so that's how the...
So, Mr. Jones, two questions.
Yes.
So you're new to this. I'm sure when you came in, you did a landscape review of
correct
what you had and what, you know, what things are. So do you have confidence in these earlier numbers then, given what you just said? How are we to have confidence in those numbers? If you don't have confidence in your current numbers because there are these deficiencies or gaps, how are we to have any confidence in these other numbers that you're reporting?
So as to confidence, I'm not in a position to speak to confidence in the numbers from prior years. I can say that I am confident that we need to reevaluate the numbers from the first half of FY17, and that's what I'm committing to doing. As to the prior years, I was not here, so I don't have any insight into management or methodology.
So who's your number two person? Has that person been around?
Number two, the program director is Ms. Edwards, and Ms. Edwards has been with the authority for?
I started out in DBE and then transferred over to procurement and policy.
So how long have you been with the DBE?
I was with DBE from 2000 to 2005, and then I transferred over to procurement, and I came back to DBE October 15th.
And Mr. Jones, you know, my second question is
sure,
a long line question here. So the second question, when you came in, you did your landscape review. Do you feel you have the staff in place that has the skills to do this work, putting it quite plainly?
So a part of the program development piece was first to build a program that would be able to sustain a staff. I'm confident that we have built the infrastructure necessary to allow the program to perform at its highest level. We are now interviewing staff with the requisite skill to meet the requirements for the program. So my goal, as you will see on the next slide, is to have all of the positions fully staffed by March 31st is the date, which is one of the points on this. And so that is a key point. But what I can say is I believe that we have reached a point in the infrastructure bill where the program that will function at a high level once it's fully staffed. And but presently, we are supplementing.
Have you done a competency assessment of your current staff?
The current staff are contractors, and so we are training them as we go.
Someplace else.
So this department was franchised out to contractors? Is that what you're saying?
They are augmented staff, if you will. They work under the direction of Ms. Edwards.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
That the contractors do not make management or program decisions. They're assigned to perform specific functions and tasks.
So if I may add to that, what happened when Mr. Jones took over this particular office, he did a complete assessment of the DBE office and the competency levels of the respective staff. And what he did was basically work with our human resources office to make determinations that he needed to elevate the requirements for the respective individuals working in that office. First off, he created the new director position, which is now Ms. Edwards, who has been hired since October of last year. To oversee the entire small business and DBE program. And with regard to all the other positions within that particular office, he has put forth new position descriptions as in the process of hiring and filling all those positions. In the meantime, he has augmented that particular department with contractual staff to make sure they'll continue to fulfill all the requirements.
So I just want to be clear, Ms. Edwards, when you came back to the department in 15, were you brought in as a director or were you brought in as some other position
as
and then elevated?
Director.
Director.
I can give you a bit of it. The DBE program went downhill. At one time, there was only one DBE panelist working. FTA came in and said, you cannot have a program that's self-sustaining and get our money. And so they had to hire individuals. They hired individuals. Those individuals received training for DBE certification. They didn't really get the training for contract compliance, and you can tell from the amount of data that they failed to implement and put into the system. And it kept going downhill. When Mr. Jones came in, logistically, he looked at it and he says, why aren't you counting task orders that are filled with federal monies? Those task orders have subcontractors on it to give, when you do your semi-annual report, to give a correct analysis of the data that's in it. Because the staff wasn't geared for contract compliance and putting that data in the system. So how do you fix the problem? Fix certification. And then you'll free up the staff to adequately start the process of contract compliance. And that's what he did. He developed a tool so that the certification process is on the onus of the person who wishes to be certified. That tool is a supplier portal where they go in and fill in all of the adequate information, upload the proper documents that they need, the required documents that FTA says you must have before you can even be considered to get into the program. And then the certification staff will review it. If the documentation is adequate, they can go out and perform a site visit and then come back and make a decision whether this person can be certified. With the new staff coming on board, the auditors, they will then zero in on contract compliance. For every contract that has a DBE goal on it, you, particularly construction, you have to have a schedule. This allows the auditor to go out to see if that subcontractor is in fact doing the work that they are supposed to do. Is the prime contractor paying them on time, have they got checks, and the onus is on them now to put that information into the system. FTA had said, you need a copy of every subcontractor that's in the system that wasn't done. So how could we monitor to make sure that these subs were on board and they hadn't been substituted for someone who was either working for the prime or wasn't being paid the amount of money that the prime said they would? So contract compliance is the element that we're going to be geared toward now. Also, streamlining the system so that you can free up your staff to actually do what they're supposed to do. Right now, in the past, we would meet with the District of Columbia to agree to certify all of the vendors because they're part of the DCP. That's an unnecessary step. We don't need to meet with it. DC can certify their own people who apply to them, and WMATA can certify the people who apply to us from the District of Columbia. What do we need to meet on? We need to meet if we discover fraud on certifying this person, getting that information to IG so they can do an investigation of this fraud. So those are the things that you have to work on in which FTA says needed corrective action. And that's where we're going to.
That's Kathy. If Kathy, go ahead. And then after she finishes with her question, I'm going to let you guys present.
Well, I don't know if you've finished with you, because I wanted to follow up.
I just have one quick follow-up. So thank you for that. That's helpful to know. So Mr. Jones, in your assessment now, you said you've been here 11 months. And again, I'll put this very plainly. Are you starting from scratch with this department?
I would not say from scratch, but very close. It would be a rebuild, if you will. And I will say, I will say that the general manager, Mr. Crow, Ms. Moore, have been absolutely supportive. We have invested heavily in identifying what the deficiencies were and creating improvement plans to reach them. And I believe that we're at least 75% in terms of where we need to be. I thank Ms. Edwards for her detail. I didn't want to give you that level of detail to talk about how the sausage is made. But what I will say is that we have worked tirelessly for the last 11 months to build a program that will fully not just comply with the FTA requirements, but also be a standard bearer, if you will, in terms of the small business community. Because ultimately, my goal at the end of the day is to not just certify small businesses, not just track the goal attainment, but to work with procurement, to work with all of WMATA on how do we grow opportunities for small businesses within Maryland, Virginia, and D.C.
Excuse me, but in the interest of time, thank you for your comments. Kathy, if you want to say something, then I'll let you present.
Okay, I think we're almost to the end anyway, but I do remember a few years back that the board grew concerned about the DBE information, and we started digging into it, and the more we dug, the worse it got. And if I remember correctly, one of the things that at least seemed to me, one of the great weaknesses was the staff that was dealing with it, the qualifications of the staff and their ability, as Ms. Edwards, you've mentioned, in terms of dealing with it. And so I'm particularly interested in how you're going to go about staffing this office, how you're going to get, you know, how specifically you're going to lay out what you think you need in this office, how you're going to get those people, how you're going to make sure that you get the quality of people that you have confidence in to do the work, and how this whole process is going to work out by March 31st.
So as Mr. Crow indicated earlier, we did a job analysis in terms of looking at the requirements of the position and everything that's required. And we, with professional staffing qualifications from the HR office, and so we've identified what we consider to be the positions that are necessary. One is a small business analyst, which is somebody whose job it is to analyze all the contracts, to keep track of where we are, what statistical information is, and what it means. The second most important group, if not equally important, is we have created a small business auditor position. And that position is focused on preventing and identifying fraud, which I think was the real gap, if you will, in our compliance effort. And that the compliance piece, for the most part, the automation has reduced the need for staffing. We believe that a small business analyst, we would need one person to staff that position in our. And the reason that I came to the number one is because from FY17 through December 22nd of 17, we processed 188 DBE applications. We closed 180. And presently, we have 8 that are pending, and only 3 are over 90 days. When I came to the program, there were easily 80 applications over 90 days, as you might recall, less than 10 months ago. So automation has allowed us to accelerate our processing and also improve our record keeping as well. I think our current automated record keeping will meet FTA standards and any other standard out there in terms of being able to show exactly how we got there. So the key is those two positions, the auditor position and the analyst position. Those are the positions, if we hire properly and we identify the correct staff person, we'll ensure that we have a high-performing program.
And you think that covers what you need?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So if I could add that, this is absolutely, as Mr. Jones mentioned earlier, this is kind of, he used the word rebuilt. This is a rebuilt DBE small business program, and I used the word, overhauled and reinforced. And that's what this new program is basically function as. And one of the reasons the general manager decided to make sure that, all the business operation units under internal business operations communicate, are directly linked to each other, for example, the procurement office that functions with, obviously oversees all the procurement activities and contract administration activities, obviously has a direct link to what the DBE office is doing, which is now all under one roof. So obviously this group here will function as a team approach now to make sure that, one, as procurements are awarded, DBE, subcontractor goals are identified properly, and from a compliance standpoint, we're going to make sure that the procurement and the DBE office is working hand in hand to make sure that we're looking at the subcontractors, performance as well as the prime contractor performance. And as we go forth in automating this entire system, Ms. Moore mentioned the prompt payment system. That's going to play a very direct role, because right now that information is coming into the DBE office in the manual format. And that requires a lot of resources to compile and obviously track that information. So going forward, as that system is automated, contractors are going to be entering the subcontract payment information directly into the procurement contracting system so that that
So you're confident that you have the right people in procurement who can do that liaison. You have those people there now.
Yes.
That's
yes.
not something you have to hire.
No. We have the right people in place, and the vacancies that has yet to be filled. Right now we have other individuals functioning in their place. But as the permanent employees come in, obviously we'll reduce the number of contractor staff that we have.
Because it sounds like the new process you're setting up is very dependent on the automated process that contracts now uses.
Yeah.
And so it sounds to me like if that doesn't work well, the DBE folks are going to be
correct.
At sea.
Right. So we're confident about the expertise of the procurement staff as well.
Mm-hmm.
When Franklin was reassessing and rebuilding, a lot of my staff was the ones that was actually keeping the whole program afloat and moving as we were starting to rebuild and put automation in process. So they fully.
With the procurement staff as we did this build. It was not, I don't want to take credit. This was a team effort in terms of the system that we built, the framework that we built. This was a team effort with support from procurement and internal business.
And my staff, they fully understand the DBE program and the requirements.
Okay.
Yeah, once the in full data and information is in this system, it will actually facilitate and make it much more efficient for the DBE office to generate reports to see which prime contractor is complying with the subcontracting goals, so on and so forth. So that will absolutely reinforce and aid the process of compliance.
All right, Paul,
So two questions, Mr. Jones, on your deadline chart here.
Mm-hmm.
So just picking up on what Kathy was talking about, so you have a March 31st deadline, full-time staff / contractors. Feel pretty confident you'll be able to reach that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is the percentage of full-time staff to contractors?
Presently, we have Ms. Edwards and the performance officer starts in a week, and then we are supplemented by four contractors
and
to support
the majority of the staff, if you will, be contractors moving forward even after that deadline?
I would like to talk to Mr. Crow about how we look at the staffing, whether we want to do full-time Wamata employees or augmented staffing, which is to say contractors. And I won't speak for Mr. Crow, but as to how...
We don't need an answer.
Okay. Yeah, we don't. Okay.
So with that, we'd like to build out this process first. And run the process for a couple of months to determine what the actual staffing need is based upon demand.
And then in regard to training contractors, I'm assuming, are you making, and again, pardon my ignorance of this process, but are you requiring that they are fully trained and submitting everything electronically to get payment?
Yes, we're going to modify our contracts, our existing contracts, to make it a requirement that they utilize the system. The training that we are talking about starts February 1st, and it will be mandatory that anyone who currently holds a contract with WMATA come to that training to learn how to, and have a DBE goal to learn how to implement the information into the system in order to ensure prompt payment, which is a contract requirement now.
So are any vendors currently using the system as a test?
No, not currently. Training is going to start on February the 1st. Maybe a little rocky, but it's pretty simple process, pretty user-friendly, and we think it'll go smoothly.
You're going to try and put them all in at the same time?
Yes.
Yes.
And how many is that, 100 or so?
The number of contracts, I'm sure that Sylvia knows how many. It's the ones that we're working with now. How many is it total?
42
for the
prime
for fiscal year 17, but then there are additional contracts that are open that we would also have to enter information on.
In regard to reporting back, you keep talking about prime and sub, the contractors. Are you going to be presenting numbers, prime versus sub, or will they all be...
We'll do all of the above.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. And then tell us a little bit about the communication plan. What does that entail? Is that communicating out to the contractors and educating them?
So more it is my last comment about growing the growing the DBE community. Much of that is one, talking to vendors about how you get certified, opportunities at WMATA, how to do business at WMATA, helping them to understand bonding requirements, insurance requirements, but doing scheduled plan events where we either do in-house training or webinars, but creating a robust plan to support the vendor community with information from WMATA and helping to not just grow the business of the small businesses, but ultimately get the best price for WMATA. Greater competition will drive better pricing is the goal, is the hope.
So what is the absolute deadline for these people to be trained and using the system? Is it the March 31st?
It is the March 31st date. And we still anticipate there may be a few, you know, that we have to wrangle later. But the goal is March 31st.
March 31st will be for the existing active contractors. Yeah. And obviously, as new contractors come online, we'll be training them as well.
Yeah. And it will be mandatory for the new contractors.
Well, we're not going to solve it. Does anyone else have it strikes me that the company I view it level of confidence as opposed to operating the program. And as I stated earlier on, as a company, we have an obligation to fulfill the requirements. And as a board member, I do expect us to do that. And I do expect the company to be committed to this program because. And so I'm sure there's a lot of cleanup that has been done in the department and so forth. Time is against you. My apologies. You're brand new, but you're seated in the hot seat. But I'm going to be very, very clear that I'm committed to this. We as a committee are going to monitor it very carefully. And I'm not trying to get involved in the internal operations. I'm going to speak to Mr. Paul in reference to this, CEO. Express one of my concerns that we have to fill these obligations and so we're not embarrassed and doing the right thing. So I would add this to the process. I'm going to request a monthly report ongoing until we reach these goals from you. I'm going to require more specificity in terms of this outline. It's what I call a management action plan where you have specific goals, timetables, who's responsible for it, if you can, so we can have some ability to audit what you're doing and we can have the appropriate oversight and less happy talk, less talk about, you know, what we're going to do with filibuster and so forth. I want specifics, quantitative, measurable goals. So as a chair of the committee, it doesn't work very well when people just come in and just talk. I'm very quantitative. Or goal driven, you get it, don't get it. And so I'm just being very candid. So I, as a chair of this newly formed committee, I'm very disappointed. And so going forward, I'm going to ask Jennifer to put you guys on every time you meet, I'm going to report for you guys. And I'm going to ask you to report be limited to, you know, no more than 20 minutes. So we can get an update of.
If I could make a statement also, I'm the new kid on the block, but I've been here since 2000, and I was afraid to take this position. I'm an attorney by history, and I was in the process of being retired and knew how to do my job in policy. I had very minimal problems with it. But when this offered the opportunity, and I was working with Ms. Moore, Mr. Quo, and Mr. Jones, I saw the work that they were beginning to put into this program. And the time spent trying to fix it. They didn't pass the buck. They said, let's attack this as a problem and deal with it. And that's what they're doing. They meet constantly. We have the procurement or review board where I sit with PRMT to assess the goals on contracts. I have to issue a report to them right after that meeting to show that we're tracking it. So these people have been amazing. And you will get the results that you want. because they're committed. They own this problem, and they're not going to throw their hands up and walk away from it. And they won't let me do it either. And you should not. You shouldn't let us get away.
Okay. I appreciate your comments, but again, I'm very results oriented. And I appreciate people who are so perfect. We're all excited to work hard and achieve goals.
Yeah, okay. we definitely agree.
I don't want to end it on such a negative note, but I'm just very disappointed because the last time we had a report, we stated it was falling behind and so forth. So it's an ongoing problem. So John, you're responsible for this area.
I am now.
So I look forward to you and your bringing your expertise.
Right. Absolutely. I can absolutely assure you that the general manager is very committed to this, and he has tasked his team and myself to make sure that we turn this program around. And we're all very committed to make sure that we achieve the DBE goals that we've set forth, and we will be focused on the results.
And make sure they are resources too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This talk about contract, non-contract, it's got bond up. Sounds like total chaos, but. Anyway,
Mr. Chair, I want to thank the team for their openness last week, or last week on the phone, and then today answering questions.
A pleasure.
So thank you very much, and
I wanted to extend my thanks also. I agree with the chairman. This is something we need to focus on, but I appreciate the work that you're putting into it. Thank you.
Yeah. And we'll be as supportive as we possibly can to help you achieve your goal. But I want it on there. And I want you guys to break it out in terms of measurements. So each month we can just see how you're progressing. Because we then can monitor basically.
No, I agree. Right.
Thank you very much. And I am supportive of the program, but I'm also supportive of results. Okay. Thank you very much.